You are listening to the She Runs the Show podcast with Cassandra Vaughn, episode 341, the solo series. Are you ready to say goodbye to distraction, analysis paralysis, and shiny object syndrome and say hello to laser-focused, consistent, daily, massive action, DMA? If you said yes, check out my online course, the Daily Massive Action Masterclass. In this course, you will learn my daily massive action system that you can use to plan, prioritize, and take consistent daily massive action on your biggest life goals. If being consistent is something you struggle with, this course is definitely for you. Learn more by going to CassandraVaughn.com/DMA Masterclass. Again, learn more about the Daily Massive Action Masterclass by going to CassandraVaughn.com/DMA Masterclass. Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome to episode 341 of She Runs the Show. Cassandra Vaughn with you here. So today we are talking about six truths that will set you free. Yes, six truths that will set you free. And this is part of a series I'm calling Shifting Your Identity, Transforming Your Life. And one of the biggest things that will absolutely transform your life, if you let it, is taking DMA, Daily Massive Action. If you have not enrolled in my DMA Masterclass, go to CassandraVaughn.com/DMA Masterclass and enroll today. That is a game changer to not only your productivity, but to your focus and your desire and your ability to move forward and create the life you want. So definitely check out CassandraVaughn.com/DMA Masterclass. And if you are not on my Daily Dose of Inspiration email list, get on the list. You can sign up and receive a daily, I like to call it a get it together talk for me via email every single day by going to tinyurl.com/KV Daily Dose. That is tinyurl.com/KV Daily Dose, and you will get the Daily Dose of Inspiration email. All right. This episode is really, really important because there are six truths that literally, if you can hear them, if you can take them in, if you can apply them to your life, they will set you free on multiple levels. And we're going to talk about that in today's episode. So the idea for this episode came about because the older I get, the more I realize that life is full of dichotomies and contradictions. I mean, it's like when you're little, things seem so black and white, so clear, right? And the older you get, the more you're like, oh, there's a whole bunch of gray in here. There's a whole bunch of nuance here. So when you realize that life is full of dichotomies and contradictions, it becomes super important to move through life understanding a number of things, including that two things can be true at the same time, that you don't have to live a this or that life, that there's more to you than degrees and titles or what you've done, achieved, accomplished, and that you are allowed and in fact, over a lifetime, you will be required to become a different you at various stages of your life, both planned versions of future you and unplanned versions of future you. I want to dive into these six truths because I think they're things that on a soul level, I think each of us knows really clearly. But somehow in the busyness and the fray of life, these universal truths get lost. And so that's what we're going to talk about today. I want you to really hear some of the things that we're going to talk about. And the six truths are based on three quotes. And let me go over each of those quotes. Quote number one, I want to live simply. I want to sit by the window when it rains and read books I'll never be tested on. I want to paint because I enjoy it, not because I have something to prove. I want to fall asleep when the moon is high and wake up slowly with no place to rush off to. I want not to be controlled by money or locks or any other artificial inventions of humanity. I just want to be boundless and infinite. How beautiful does that quote sound? I don't know who said that, but that was really beautiful. Can you imagine? I want to live simply. I want to sit by the window when it rains and read books I'll never be tested on. I want to paint because I enjoy it, not because I have something to prove. I want to fall asleep when the moon is high and wake up slowly with no place to rush off to. I want not to be controlled by money or clocks or any other artificial inventions of humanity. I just want to be boundless and infinite. That's the first quote. The second quote I want you to think about as we talk about these six principles is this. If you knew how tough it was and how long it took some people to recover their mental health and happiness again, you'd understand why they shut their doors at the slightest sniff of toxicity, and also why they're picky as fuck about who they allow in their lives. I don't know who said that, but I'm going to say that again for the folks in the back, because this one hits differently. If you knew how tough it was and how long it took some people to recover their mental health and happiness again, you'd understand why they shut their doors at the slightest sniff of toxicity, and also why they're picky as fuck about who they allow in their lives. Oh no. You don't know why people close the doors on some of their relationships, whether that's with a parent or a sibling or a grown child or a friend. You have no idea why. So the next time you learn of somebody in your life or in your circle, or even if it's you they shut the door on, don't judge, because you have no idea what led them to do that. Really important thing to understand. Grace, compassion. The third quote that's going to relate to the six principles we're talking about today is this. This is by R.M. Drake, by the way. Really good stuff by R.M. Drake. There will be some things you won't get over, some things that will sting you so hard, they will set you back to where you started, and you will hurt and hurt and hurt. But you will also rise from it. You will learn from the past. You will adapt and survive no matter how hard it gets. You will shape your own reality and accept how you should never settle for anything less than you deserve. Let me read that R.M. Drake quote again. Take this one in. This is deep. There will be some things you won't get over. Some things that will sting you so hard, they will set you back to where you started. And you will hurt and hurt and hurt. But you will also rise from it. You will learn from the past. You will adapt and survive no matter how hard it gets. You will shape your own reality and accept how you should never settle for anything less than you deserve. R.M. Drake. That was a real one right there. Some things you will not get over, and they will change you. And you will learn to adapt, and you will learn to survive no matter how hard it gets. And then you will decide to shape your own reality and accept how you should never settle for anything less than you deserve. All right, let's talk about six truths that will set you free. Truth number one, yourself, meaning self-worth, self-esteem, self-trust, self-belief, self-confidence. Your self, with a capital S, is not contingent on the opinions of others. That is the first truth that I think we've got to get real with if we're going to be free. Free to be ourselves, free to live our lives on our own terms. Yourself, with a capital S, is not contingent on the opinions of others. In other words, what other people think of you is none of your business. It really isn't, and they are entitled to their opinion, and you are entitled not to care about their opinion. You are the only person who can decide who you are, who that capital S self is, your self-worth, your self-esteem, your self-trust, your self-belief. Nobody else gets to decide for you. You get to decide who you are, yourself. And it is not at all based on the opinions of other people. That is a super important thing to remember, especially when you now believe what other people believe about you. If you ever find yourself in a place where you think, man, I'm not worth much, remind yourself, that opinion is the opinion that decides my worth, not anybody else's. So if I don't change that opinion about me coming from me, then yes, I will be exactly in that spot. Yourself is not contingent on the opinions of others. That is truth number one. The second truth that will set you free is this. A person's emotional response to your knee is not about you. Let me give you a quote that just sums this one right up for you. I don't know who said this, but here's the quote. A person's emotional response to your need isn't about you. You could be the best communicator in the world asking for a basic need, yet people will always perceive you through the lens of their own experiences, perceptions, and emotional capacity. How people receive your needs isn't about you. Remember that. It is okay to have needs. It is okay to ask to have those needs met. It is okay to be a person for whom your needs must, I didn't say should, I didn't say maybe, must be met. How somebody else responds to you asking to have your needs met is their issue. It is not your problems. Does not change the fact that you are worthy of having your needs met. A person's emotional response to your need is not about you. It's about them. Remember that. Second truth that will set you free. The third truth that will set you free is this. Let people be wrong about you. It's not even the what other people think of me is none of my business. It's not even the other people's opinions don't matter. This is a different one. This is a not only should you not care what other people think, but when you know other people see you in a way that is absolutely off base, let them. Let them be wrong about you. Here's a quote I love. I don't know who said this, but here it is. Here's a little secret. One of the most relaxing things you can do for yourself, better than a spa vacation in a remote mountain area, is to let people be wrong about you. Yep, when people are wrong about you, let them be. I'm going to say that again for the people in the back. Here's a little secret. One of the most relaxing things you can do for yourself, better than a spa vacation in a remote mountain area, is to let people be wrong about you. Yep, when people are wrong about you, let them be. Do you know that there are some people who are so committed to misunderstanding you that even if you had stacks of evidence to back up what you're saying about you, they still would choose not to believe it because they are sold on how they see you, even if it's wrong. Stop trying to convince people to see you in a way other than how they are choosing to see you. They are invested in their perception of you. Let people be wrong about you. Nobody's got time or life or energy to try to convince somebody to see you differently who is not at all interested in seeing you differently. Let people be wrong about you. It's okay. They're entitled to their perception, and you are entitled to not care about their perception of you. The fourth truth that will set you free is this. You can be unhealed and make progress at the same damn time. Yes, you can. You can be this whole thing about you got to be totally healed and totally perfect for you to move forward, not even true. You can be unhealed and make progress at the same time. Here's the quote I love. I don't know who said this. Throw away the idea that you need to pause your life until you are fully healed. This is a different way of being attached to perfection. Progress happens when you make better decisions in the midst of living. You can simultaneously heal your past while being open to the present. That middle line is really important. Progress happens when you make better decisions in the midst of living. So you can be unhealed and make progress at the same time. A lot of people give up on any progress because they're not perfect. Well, guess what? Nobody's perfect. Nobody's ever going to be perfect. So perfect isn't real, and perfect sucks because it's not real and it's not possible. So here's the thing. You can be your unhealed self and still move forward. You can be your unhealed self and still succeed. You can be your unhealed self and still do the things you want to do. How about that? How about that? You can be unhealed and make progress at the same time. Keep moving forward with your unhealed self. It will take lifetimes to get to where you think you need to be. And even when you get there, there will be a whole other level after that. Don't worry about your healing. Trust your process. Do your inner work and make progress in your life anyway. The fifth truth that will set you free is this. This is a big one. This one took me probably at least two decades to learn. At least 2 decades to learn. That's being kind to myself. Probably 3 decades. Here's this one. The fifth truth that will set you free. People will waste your time to the extent that you let them. Let me say that again for the people in the back. People will waste your time to the extent that you let them. Here goes the quote. I don't know who said it, but it's powerful and it's relevant. Giving toxic people your time and energy, whether it's a response, a stance, or a relationship, is your agreement to stay in relationship with them. Before you respond to someone, remember that your response is also your agreement to establish an energy connection with them, which may change your energy field and vibrational frequency. I'm going to say that last line again, because I want you to understand that this is not just about making an agreement to stay in relationship with a toxic person. It is even deeper than that. Before you respond to someone, for anything, by the way, remember that your response is also your agreement to establish an energy connection with them, which may change your energy field and vibrational frequency. Listen, there are lots of toxic people in the world, and we all have toxic traits. Let's be very clear. I'm not saying it's an us versus them thing. All of us have toxic traits. We can pretend like we don't. We all do. And the truth of the matter is, especially super toxic people, they will waste your time to the extent that you let them. Before you respond to anybody's request for anything, even a hamburger, can you please go to In-N-Out and get me a hamburger? Before you respond to someone, remember that your response is also your agreement to establish an energy connection with them, which may change your energy field and vibrational frequency. If you do not want your energy field and your vibrational frequency tanked, stop messing with folks who thrive off of tanking you. I'm going to leave it at that. People will waste your time to the extent that you let them. Stop letting them is the point. The sixth and final truth that will set you free is this one. It is totally and completely up to you to create a life that totally supports you. This comes from a Louise L. Hay affirmation that I absolutely adore. And the affirmation is this: I now create a life that totally supports me. Say it with me. I now create a life that totally supports me. I now create a life that totally supports me. I now create a life that totally supports me. If that is what you want to live, you need to also own that it is totally and completely up to you to create a life that totally supports you. How do you create a life that totally supports you? Look at what's in your life right now and ask of every single thing, including every piece of clothing in your closet. Is this piece of clothing supporting the life I want to live? If you cannot say, yes, this shirt helps me create a life that totally supports me, it's got to go. I'm not saying get a Marie Kondo the whole thing. I am saying that it is totally and completely up to you to create a life that totally supports you. If you want a life that totally supports you, you have to look at the habits that you're doing that are not supportive and cut that shit out. Replace those things with better habits. Thought patterns. What thought patterns do you think consistently that do not support you? And replace those thought patterns with thoughts that totally support you. What people in your life who are not supportive at all, and you keep telling them all of your dreams and all of your visions, and they keep knocking them down. Stop sharing that information with people who can't see. That's what I mean. When you create a life that totally supports you, it doesn't happen overnight. It happens brick by brick, step by step. But you've got to look at your life and you've got to go, what's helping me here? And then you've got to say, what's hurting me here? And the things that hurt you, the things that are literally chipping away at your soul, you got to find an exit strategy for those suckers. That doesn't mean it happens today, this week, or even this year, but you need a plan. I love Elon Musk's mother, Mae Musk. Her book changed my life, and her book is called A Woman Makes a Plan. In fact, now that I'm saying that, I need to go re-listen to that on Audible again, because I need to hear her voice again. A Woman Makes a Plan. And the powerful part of her story was how many times beyond the age of 40, she reinvented herself because she looked at her life and said, this does not totally support me. This is not a life. I want more. And then she did the work and leveled up. Some people might say, well, she is Elon's mom and he, no. Before Elon was Elon, Mae was Mae, and Mae Musk has been through a lot. And she was like, listen, I'm just not doing that. I'm not doing that. It does not support me. I'm doing what supports me. So the sixth truth that will set you free is it is totally and completely up to you to create a life that totally supports you. First thing you got to do is define, what does my life look like if it's totally in support of me? What is in my life? What is out of my life? What do I need to bring into my life? What do I need to show the door out of my life to? I'm giving you these six truths today because some of you may be brand new to She Runs the Show and you may be going, how is this a business podcast? How is this related to business? It all is. That's the reality. It all is. You know why? Because the road to business success for many of us can be extremely long. And when I say long, I mean years, sometimes decades. And what keeps us on the journey is really sitting with these truths and doing our best to live by them. Really getting with myself, self-worth, self-esteem, self-trust, self-belief is not contingent on the opinions of others. To really get to the place where you understand that a person's emotional response to your need isn't about you. That doesn't mean you have fewer needs. That means you are asking the wrong people. And you have to know at the end of the day that if nobody wants to meet your needs, there is one person in the room with you for your entire life who can meet your needs. That would be you. That would be you. Let people be wrong about you. As you build your business, there are going to be lots of people who say lots of shit. Let them be wrong and keep it moving in your business. You can be unhealed and make progress at the same time. You know, I'm not in love with the way the self-help movement really got people focused on perfection. You know, like vigilant about, I got to think the right things. I got to do the vision board right. I have to do like all of this stuff that really was just perfectionism in a gift box. Let's be clear, you can be unhealed and succeed in business. It's time that all of us start to really embrace that. I don't have to be perfect to succeed. I can be flawed. I can be human. I can be a hot mess. I can have lots of things going on in my life and I can still make my business happen. Yes, you can. Fifth truth we talked about today, people will waste your time to the extent that you let them. Stop letting folks waste your time. If they're not going anywhere, let them stay at the side of the road. Keep it moving. If they are toxic and they are bringing they bring you down every time you get in the room with them, stop going to dinner with them. Stop entertaining their nonsense. Stop being their sounding board so they can steal your energy and then you have nothing left to pour into your business. People will waste your time to the extent that you let them. And number six, it is totally and completely up to you to create a life that totally supports you. Start saying to yourself every single day, I now create a life that totally supports me. I now create a life that totally supports me. I now create a life that totally supports me. And then you know what you do? Kindly, passionately, gracefully, tactfully, remove everything that does not totally support you and bring the things in that do. And do so unapologetically and do so ruthlessly. You have the power to create a life that totally supports you, but not if you keep shit in it that doesn't. So I say all of that to go back to one of the original quotes that I shared, because I want you to understand that life does not have to be as complicated as we all make it. I want to live simply. I want to sit by the window when it rains and read books I'll never be tested on. I want to paint because I enjoy it, not because I have something to prove. I want to fall asleep when the moon is high and wake up slowly with no place to rush off to. I want not to be controlled by money or clocks or any other artificial inventions of humanity. I just want to be boundless and infinite. Unknown. Well, guess what? You are boundless and you are infinite. Perhaps it's time that you choose to live in the simple truth of both of those things. And by doing so, you decide that no one gets to choose your life but you, that no one is going to live your life but you, and that no one gets to decide what a life that totally supports you looks like other than you. You are capable. You are capable. You are able. You are worthy. Go out there and live like you know that's true, because after all, it is. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. Please share this episode with someone you know would really benefit from hearing it. And as always, I will talk to you on the next episode of She Runs the Show.